friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from VBS Radio in the beautiful San Francisco Bay Area. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. The purpose of this show is to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we will create a much better and happier world. We have some very special guests on for the first hour. James Hugh, my friend from Hawaii, will be coming on. Hi, James. Thanks to have you here. Hi. And then my friend Jason from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, will also be joining us a little later in the show to give messages from Adama and the people of Hollow Earth. James will be, he's in regular contact with the Pleiadians here above Mount Shasta and elsewhere. And so he's got some wonderful messages to give as well. I really want to thank everyone for listening today. This World Radio is the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with many, many, many tens of thousands of listeners worldwide. I know we're going to have a great time on the show today. The Mount Shasta, or the messages from that'll be channeled by Jason from Vancouver are from Telos and Adama. Adama is the high priest of Telos. Telos itself is in the fifth dimension, 125 miles south of underneath Mount Shasta in Northern California. They've been there for about 12,500 years ago, the remnants of a civilization from Lemuria, which was off the coast, west coast of the United States and Canada, up until the Atlanteans had a war where they tried to control much of the planet through a crystalline and nuclear war, which failed, but they ended up destroying much of the planet. But many of the Lemurians escaped to the caverns beneath Mount Shasta, and that's where they've been since that time. They are a fifth-dimensional civilization, and they're very benevolent. They're humans just like us, except they're a little stockier, maybe. But they're beautiful people, and both Jason and I have been in contact with them for many, many years, and I'm so glad that he can join us today. During the second hour, I have a wonderful lady named Robin Openshaw. She's an activist, and she's also known as the Green Smoothie Girl. She has a healthline product, some wonderful products for people's health, and she's a really nice lady, and I can't wait to have her on. She'll be on during the second hour. Then this afternoon from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, here on VBS Radio 1, I'll be having a show on with a gentleman named Michael McAdams. He's the co-author of a book, An Angel Told Me So. And that's actually how I started my radio show 7 years ago. I was approached by two different angels disguised as homeless people in two different libraries back in the Seattle area. And they both came up to me and they said, I hadn't met them before. And they said, Ted, you need to start your own radio show and start writing books. So I followed, it's a long story, but I followed their advice and I am so glad I did. And hold on, James has just come in now. Good. All right, great. Thank you, James, for coming in. Really appreciate it. But so if you follow your angels, you'll never go wrong and always get the good information you need for whatever situation you might need advice on. My shows are supported by listener contributions, and if you'd like to contribute, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, and there's two little PayPal buttons there. It's $5 a month or $50 for the year, and any contributions would be really appreciated. And then on Mondays, I also have my show coming up this Monday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific time, or 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central European time in Vienna, Austria. I have a wonderful guest there called a new book, best-selling book called Hannah's War. We'll be talking about World War II and the development of the atomic bomb. It should be very interesting. The book is already a New York Times bestseller. And so that should be an interesting program. That's in German and in English. So even if you don't speak German, you can still listen to it and hope you'll enjoy it. I'm continuing to raise money for food and clean water for the beautiful Hopi Indians in Arizona. For the past 50 or 60 years, they've been drinking arsenic and radiation contaminated water, with the results that their longevity for men on the Hopi reservation is only 44 years. And for women, it's only 54 years. So several years ago, when I heard about that, I said, oh, this is unacceptable. So with Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, Mitch Kohayashi of the beautiful Modal Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, and myself. We've been raising monies for clean water. And if you'd like to contribute to help get clean water to the Hopi, what we do is that we take the funds and we buy clean water filters for the Hopi so they can drink clean water. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150 at gmail.com, or you can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and find out all the information about the Hopi there. I'm also raising money for Food for the Hopi during this the so-called pandemic. The food supplies have been cut in some parts of the reservation and Hopi reservation as a result with some people starving. So I've been raising monies to buy food for the Hopi. $600-$700 will buy enough food for at least 100 or more families for a week. So if you'd like to contribute, please see my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and click on the link for Hopi or miscellaneous, and you'll find out all the information there. The vibrations of the planet are rapidly rising, and the first place to go into the fifth dimension now is Mount Shasta, California. It's a beautiful place, and I go there every year. If you'd like to go, I'll be going again there next year in June and in August, and more information is on my web at outofthisworldreadings.com. I'm also returning to Peru in January and also in March and April. The trip is only $497 per person and includes trips to Machu Picchu, Cusco, and a whole bunch of wonderful spiritual sites within Peru. When I was in Peru in January of this year, we visited a place called Amaro Muro, which is a stargate at the south end of Lake Titicaca. And when we were there, we were greeted by a whole chorus of children from Agartha in the fourth dimension. They sang to us while we were there for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we'll be going back this time. The other thing that happened when we were there is that the stargate itself consists of a huge red rock interface with a chair in the middle of it. And when we sat in the chair, the rock started turning to jello. And one of our group was able, Tom from New Jersey, was able to see through the rock into Agartha. I think we didn't have time that night to stay overnight, but we will probably stay overnight that night and enter into Agartha. So if you're interested in coming, please let me know. You can go to my website at outofthisworldreadings.com and find out more information. Finally, I have my book, of course, Messages from the Masters. It's a book about messages from Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, and lots of other great spirits on our beautiful, bright future. If you'd like a copy, it's just $20 and includes a free reading for yours truly. I also have tuning forks, which are 528 tuning forks. They're the frequency of love. And if you hit them with a Lemurian love crystal that I have, you spread everywhere where you do this. So anyway, if you'd like one of those, please visit my website again at outofthisworldreadings.com. And with that, I'd like to welcome in on my friend, James. How are you doing today? It's so glad to have you here.
I'm doing good, yes.
Can you hear me okay, James?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. Sure. Great. I'm so glad you were able to plug in today. It's good to see you.
Yeah,
good to see you. Good to hear you anyway.
Clear some energies.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I tried to call you this morning. I couldn't get through. You probably saw my messages, but...
It just got disconnected.
Really? Okay. Well, I guess they didn't want us to talk today, but I'm glad you're on. I'm glad you're on. Doug and Don, if you could put up that picture of the Pleiadian star system to start us off today, that would be fun. We could just show that on the screen. Great. That's the seven sisters of the Pleiadian star system. There are now 2.5 million ships around the planet. And I know James will have more to say on that. We've all been in touch with a wonderful man, beautiful being named Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadians. He's in charge of the 2.5 million ships now circling the planet. They left their base in Alcon back last fall, or what was it? No, it was 2018. They arrived here in November of 2018, and they're here to help us with the ascension. They're beautiful people, and I'm so glad they're here. Okay, great. Let's go back to James and Jason now. And I wanted to give everyone a taste of that. James, I'll have you speak first, and then I'll have Jason on. We'll just kind of go back and forth. James will be talking about his messages from the Pleiadians. He goes aboard the ship regularly with Admiral Halosaurus, and then we'll talk to Jason in just a second here. James, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Yes.
Okay.
What do you call that? Every time I went back, right, since I jump into different time zone, I mean, sometimes jump into real far ahead, sometimes behind the future, sometimes like real time, right now, like jumping back and forth. And since like jump into like first I put this white crystal one on pedestal I told you about. Did you end up to the white room I told you? And so anyway, so that's a place long down there, like thousands of years ago before I came to Earth. And so I know the ship was there a long, long time ago. And they are here in this moment in time. It's kind of strange. There's Earth, a solar system, the entire solar system circle around the, what you call it, a galaxy every 27,000 years. And now we are at that point again. On December 21st, all seven planets on the Earth lines up as a only happened every 27,000 years. And so,
okay.
At this moment in time, since I pre planned, everything just come together at this moment in time. I know in human history, is a lot of horrible things like fall, Constantinople, and.
James, my friend. Your audio is cutting out a little bit. If you have a microphone, if you could be closer to his mic, that would be help. That would be helpful. Yeah. If you don't mind. Yeah. You know, we just have to deal with technology as best as you can, you know.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better. Yeah. When you're closer to the microphone.
Okay. The Constantinople, all the full Berlin, everything burns down, and not a big massacre. Things seem to be more horrible back then than what we have right now. But we must have faith. Right now it seems like to be darkest time in the human history. It's not so much as like a outright murder and rampage you see on the street, but a lot of evil is going on, you know, the way called a lot of people is witchcraft. Blood sacrifice and outright takeover of our society.
Okay. James, could you be closer to the microphone, please?
Okay.
And maybe you could increase your volume, my friend. You have a lot of important things to say, and we all love to hear you.
All right. Let me go find the volume control.
Okay. It's the volume on your end. Yeah.
It's good now.
Better. Mm-hmm. The better the closer you are to the microphone, the better, my friend. So,
yeah, I went up on the ship on the October 24th, and I see entire ship light up in golden light, everybody in golden light. So I think the mothership has been activated. It's like the 24th mothership I told you about, like the ship's been activated, and so they've been traveled here for this purpose. All these evil doers, you know, we must make our stand, and that's that.
Now, I'm the producer. This is Don. I thought I'd break into your fabulous program. James?
Yes.
Now, you remember how we talked about that mute button down there and then clicking on audio settings with the little up arrow key?
When you do, yes.
Yeah, when you click that up arrow key and click audio settings, you see, then you'll see the output level on the microphone over on the right. Not you don't click video, you click audio. And then over on the right, you'll see your microphone. You want to raise that to the right, maybe. Slide the slider on the microphone all the way to the right.
All right. You will not let me raise it. I don't know why.
Okay. James, mm-hmm. why don't you go ahead and fiddle with that for a minute? I'll bring I'll bring on Jason from our James from Vancouver on, and so that way we'll come back to you in a few minutes after you've had a chance to hopefully fix things. Jason, are you there?
Hi, Ted, can you hear me?
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, you're just fine, Jason. Sure, that's great. Thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's so good to talk to you again. I know you've been on my Shasta trips before, and you had that miracle happen a couple of years ago where Adama and the people of Telos healed your eyesight. So you ended up throwing away your glasses that you'd worn for like 20 or 25 years. And that was an amazing story. And ever since that time, it's always fun to talk to you. And you've been talking to Adama since that time, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Ted. It's been a wonderful journey. You know, there's always some challenges, but, we get through it.
Uh-huh. Great, 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 Jason. Well, I'd love to have you bring in Adama today, if you'd like, and love to receive his beautiful messages for humanity.
Chris, give me a moment.
Sure, take your time. While Jason's getting ready and bringing in Adama, I'll give a little bit of a background. As I explain, Telos is a city that's 125 miles beneath Mount Shasta in the fifth dimension. They look just like us, a little stockier, but they look just like us. Some of the people from Telos do work here, do work in the Mount Shasta community, and once in a while you will run into them if you are in Mount Shasta. It's a beautiful mountain itself. It is the first place on this planet to shift into the fifth dimension. Mount Shasta currently is about 4.5 dimension. By January, February, it will be in the fifth dimension. Next year, Japan as a whole, the entire country will be shifting into the fifth dimension, as will Sedona, Arizona. It would be nice if the entire planet shifted at once into the fifth dimension, but this will be different parts of the planet will shift into the higher dimensions, depending upon their spiritual levels and people's attitudes. By 2025, 2024, the entire planet will have shifted into the fifth dimension. So it's going to be an amazing time and a very exciting time. I myself have waited here 52,000 years or two Mayan Katun cycles to witness this event and be part of it. I was in Atlantis 12,500 years ago when the Atlanteans blew up much of the planet with nuclear crystalline technology. We tried back then to stop them and to help shift the planet into this beautiful new age, but we failed. But now we're all back like actors in a play, as Shakespeare once said, that all the world's a stage and we are but actors upon it. So we're all back again, helping this world with the ascension and helping humanity too. Jason, I wanted to have that little bit of an intro first.
Good day, beloved. It is I, Adama, speaking from Telos. How be you?
We're fine, Adama. It's so good to have you here. Thank you so much for coming on today.
It is always a joy. And as always, the word spoken through this channel is our perspective. And we do not expect everyone to resonate with our words, but for everyone to take our words into their heart and feel whether it resonates with them. What is going on in the outside world? It's just the old system being taken apart. Each one of you do not have to engage the chaos outside. For one engages, one gets drawn in to the chaos and then experiences the suffering that they're seeing. But that's not necessary. Become the observer. Observe what's going on in the outside world. Yes, have compassion, forgiveness, and love. But just observe. Each being is only responsible for the energies in their field and not for others. If one feels that they need to assist, then assist. Mm-hmm. But you do not have to help everyone. Listen to your heart, who you're here to help, and then do it. And again, each being is responsible for their own energies within their field. So if someone's not feeling happy or joy, but they're feeling sad, depressed, maybe anger is coming through. Stop what you're doing and feel those energies within your heart. If they're yours, bring them in, feel them, understand the lessons, then let it go to the universe for transmutation. Let the energy go somewhere else where it's needed. And if it's not your energy, then also let it go. Clear it. Call in your guides, your higher self, and do whatever resonates with one to clear that. Mm-hmm. For as the structures are being dismantled, countless beings that have chosen separation and darkness will come out. So during these times, there will be moments when one's not feeling the highest and best. Just clear them. That's all you need to do. Do not get drawn in to the energies that those beings are bringing. But see them as they're also needing healing. And then clear them out. And continue to do what you're here to do. Each being has a role to play. It does not matter how big or small that role is. All roles are important. And no being is better than someone else. It does not matter what dimension, what frequency one is. All beings are equal. And all beings have a role to play. So let go of the worry. You do not need to worry about what one needs to do. Listen to one's heart. And when one activates, their higher self will guide them what they need to do. And go with that. And sometimes, one just needs to rest. There's no need to be running around being busy all the time. Sometimes one just needs to rest, integrate the energies, and gain back the frequencies and energies that one has let out. For during these times, there will be moments when some energies leaked out and rest is needed to gain back that energy. One feels tired is most always the case that one's energy is being leaked. And one feels like that, just rest, bring in one's higher self and charge oneself and whatever tool resonates with oneself. And during these moments of trying times, just know that all humanity is loved. All. It does not matter your station in life, circumstances. All of humanity is loved. From all the beings in the inner earth, hollow earth, the universe, all the beings are watching. They send their love. And man just needs to know that everything's going to work out. Divine plan is moving forward. Yes, there will be moments when one thinks, what's going on? Just know one's heart that all is going to be well. And the trust of the divine plan. Each being has a role to play. And each being does not need to do someone else's role. Just know with faith, trust, and knowingness within your heart that whatever role you need to play is for you and no one else. There's no need to worry about doing anything else other than what your role is. There'll be many truths uncovered during these moments. Some may not be what others think should be revealed. And others will be of a darkness that one has never imagined could be possible. All that's happening is what was always been there is now being revealed for all to see and to feel. When that comes up, take it with one heart. Know what the truth is. Then let it go with forgiveness. Do not seek revenge. Do not seek to get back at them. They were just playing a role. And yes, that went way too far. But now that's rebalancing. So when those energies come up, the truth that's been revealed, the darkness, feel in your heart what the truth is for you, then let it go with forgiveness. Forgive them and let it go. Forgiveness is the hardest thing to do for humanity. They must learn to forgive. But forgiving does not mean you do not have boundaries. So when things are coming up, set your boundaries. Not allow them to come in. Mm-hmm. Each one has the right for their own sovereignty. Mm-hmm. So exercise that. Express it in a peaceful way. Know the power that you have. Each have within yourself. The power is so immense. Within you.
So immense. Within you.
So immense. Just know that. And use it in the highest, best interest of all involved. And you'll always go on your path. There are also many beings, small group, who do not want man to move forward. Just know they're being taken care of in whatever way is necessary. Which brings back to discernment. When any being's coming in, always discern the energies of that being. For if you don't joy, love, and peace, you know it's coming from a benevolent being. If there's any kind of manipulation, lifting one up, telling someone that they're the one, the only one, speaking to one's ego, you know that's coming from a place of darkness. To not engage with them. For one does not engage with them, they cannot get to your energy, and they'll leave. There are many levels to the rebalancing that's going on. Information on operations will not be coming forth while they're being done. That will defeat the purpose of clearing out the energies. For if the other side knows what's going to happen, it's not going to be much of an operation. Just know the trust in your heart. And whatever information needs to come to you will come. And with the regards to the TV, shut the TV off. One does not need to listen to that news. The news channels, all they're doing is programming. That's what they're there for, programming and hypnotizing humanity. But not engaging them with that, their magic will not work. For one becomes what one focuses on. If one only focuses on what the TV is telling them, the news channels are telling them, and that's what's going to be in one's reality.
True.
So let go of that.
Okay.
Yes, if one wants to watch a bit to see what angle one's going on in the lies, if that's their role, and so be it. But one does not need to watch the news every moment. So we ask, turn the TV off for a week. Turn off the news for a week and feel how you feel.
Good idea. Yeah.
And that will tell you exactly what you need to do. No. Always go with your feelings in the heart. The heart will always lead one to where they need to be. And always remember, not everyone it's going to be on the same path. Same within one's family, co-workers, beings that they meet outside, all are on their own path. And to honor and respect the being's path and let it go. Everything begins within. So love thyself, trust thyself, and always remember, when one loves thyself, you do not need love from the outside. All the outside is doing is mirroring what one needs to experience. So always begin within. It always begins there and ends there. When one clears within, starts loving within, and raises in their vibrations, the outside world will reflect that. If one's going to chase everything on the outside and expecting everything will magically happen, it will not. It needs to happen within. When you go within, a signal is sent to one's higher self that one is ready to move on in the journey. And everything that needs to happen will happen to assist that being on its journey. Just remember, all humanity is loved. Love is the universe. It's throughout the universe. And always know to focus on the positivity, the positive outcome. When you focus on that outcome within, that's what's going to happen. Always remember positivity. Yes, there is some darkness. Observe it. But do not become it. Just observe. And always focus on that positive outcome without attachment. That's another point. Let go of all attachments. For when you let go of all attachments, endless possibilities arise. I mean, one allows that to come in their field, anything can happen. Because when one's attached, that's what that one's going to experience. Yet one doesn't know what's out there. Only one's higher self knows there's all these endless possibilities. So open up to that. Let that flow in. When one let go of attachments, everything becomes like a river flowing down with ease and joy and another part is the resistance. There will be parts one's aspect that will resist the change. As it's only the old that's not willing to change and move on. And one feels that, again, take it into one's heart, feel it, send it love, and let it go. Let it go, let it transform. If one needs, call in your guides, angels, higher self, because this is a team effort as well. None of you are alone. Every single being has a team. If one wants to work with that team, their own team, you need to ask. They will not intervene, assist, without one asking. And even with request, it's always taking into account one's highest best interest. So if someone is asking for a certain situation and it's not in one's highest and best interest, the higher self will not allow it to come through. Just understand how it works. One will always be in joy.
Great.
It is always a pleasure bringing the messages through for all of humanity. I, Adama, wish all beings well on their journey to the oneness.
Ooh. Thank you, Adama. That was beautiful. We appreciate you so much for giving your love and wisdom to all of us here on planet Earth.
Ooh. That was amazing. I feel the energies, they're so high.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. I can tell it's coming right through. And the left side of my face has got this angelic glow on it right now. So there's a lot of, yeah, it's great. And I can't see you, but I can remote view you, Jason. I hope you don't mind. And you have a lot of light in you too. And hold on for a second there, my friend. I want to bring in James again. He's been waiting patiently. And hopefully his audio is working now. James, how are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Can you hear me good now?
Oh, this is perfect now. This is perfect. And you've got a backdrop. I didn't know there were mountains and lakes in Hawaii. Amazing castles.
Yeah, I think it's Austria or something. I was on vacation there.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
home. I had a past life over there. Yes, it's not there.
Well, you look great. You look great. You look great. But go ahead, please, James. Give us your beautiful messages. And I'm sorry you had problems before, but we're hearing you fine.
Recently, I talked to the ship. Right, I heard there's a U.S. bury a whole bunch of nuclear bomb under Mariana Trench. They're going to blow up the Earth if something goes wrong, right? It's like a final death threat against all the superpower. And that kind of remind me of the, you talk about during the Eisenhower year, Platinum first went to the Eisenhower and say, look, if you get rid of your nuclear weapon, we're going to give you all the medicine. People can live up to 300 years old, and you're not going to have more sickness and things like that, and you can just need to get rid of nuclear weapon, and you decline. The tall white came back and offered them the same deal. You can keep all nuclear weapon, and they offer the same deal to Russia too. And now at this moment, it's like we need to get rid of those nuclear weapon, but we need to do ourselves. Why can't I just grab those platinum, say, come on, let's go get rid of them. We need to get rid of them ourselves. You know what happened to 311, the the tsunami under the Japan. Because what you call the Israeli submarine went right. out there and detonated a nuclear bomb. And so create tsunami. Right. Those things it's kind of hard to prevent because they don't come from a central command. If a general issue a command, they can intercept the message and will stop the launch. They did it quite a few times, about 10 or 12 times before. But like little things like that, it's real hard to stop. It's kind of hard to detect. You know, little submarines travel somewhere on underneath. So we need to sure. give up. We need to take it out ourselves, and they will help take it out. That's the message I get. And it's like a bigger, greater balance of things. If you go keep on wiping up for everybody, and it's not going to work. We need to do it. What we call the civility of humanity need to be up to that level. Now today. But all the words been twisted around now. You know, yes. Liberalism used to mean to be liberating from the conservative old stuck up ideology. Liberating, but now liberal means you have become a radical. The meaning totally twisted around. It not mean anything anymore. So there it is. You just need to. What you call the centrist in the Chinese Taoism, you need to be centrist. You lean too far to a left, then it's not too good. Leaning too far to a right, it's not too good. Mm-hmm. And now the liberal became what they hate the most. They are the most hated people in the world now. Mm-hmm. For this election, we hope we win this one. If we don't win this one, we have got no place to go. This United States is the last place on earth to hold this idea. Even we have got a lot of evil going on, you know, a lot of human sacrifice going on in Hollywood and everywhere, kidnapping and everything. But we are the last place on earth holding this truth. So we need to fight them here and now for all of humanity. And not the technology. Technology is not important. It's important, but it's not that important. You cannot use technology to create peace. It will assist peace. You feel better if you have air conditioning in your house or warmer in your house. It will assist, but it's not the final solution. The final solution is still in the human heart itself. Like Jesus says, you need to bring out the peace from within. Hey, Ted, I don't see you anymore.
Well, I'm here. I'm here,
okay,
Jane.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Well, it's like Mahatma Gandhi said, you know, be the change that you wish to see in the world. So if you want a beautiful, peaceful planet, then seek peace with inside of yourself and treat everyone with kindness and love, and you'll create that kind of world.
Yes, I think Christianity at beginning was very, very well, very, very good. And somehow the Catholic and couple of religion changed their spirit doctrines. The Council of Nicaea, they changed books in the Christianity. So a lot of things not be practiced now. Like if you told a Christian, you believe in reincarnation and spiritual world, they will go call you a devil. But they are the devil. They changed the scripture. At the beginning, the reincarnation was preached by Jesus and to believe in the spiritual world. And a lot of liberals now say they don't believe in God and things like this. You just don't have the third eye open or chemtrail because of chemtrail. But if they can open the eyes and inner eyes, they can see the world. They will seek the spiritual world.
Sure. Sure. Yes. Well, I'd love, James, you have so much wealth of wisdom. I'd love to bring in Jason now to get his viewpoint briefly too. Jason, Are you there?
Oh. Can you hear me, Ted?
Yes, yes, of course. I can hear you fine.
I was just relaxing with the energy, so.
Oh. Well, good. Well, good. Well, I'm so grateful you brought in Adama. I know that we're going to get through this. James and Jason, there's a lot of challenges for us right now, but I know we're going to get through it. And what you said before, I wanted your take on this, Jason and James. Adama talked about a dismantling of the old system, and I think you're right. That's what's undergoing right now.
Dismantling an old system.
Yeah,
I can see it's dismantling. Yeah, a little bit by little. I haven't seen a big shift yet. Starting moving that direction. I think back in the Atlantean time, they think they were God. They're changing the elements to create things. What do you call it? Crystal, do change element. They can do almost anything and feel like they are God. I heard George Bush and Dick Cheney was there back then at Atlantean time. That's they create a big thing, the tidal wave. God say, I'm going to show you, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we are here again without the technology.
Right.
So I'm telling you that technology, it's not the final solution, but the human heart is.
Right, right. Albert, there's a famous quote by my friend Albert Einstein, who said that the invention of the atomic bomb changed everything except for man's spiritual part. And that's why it made it so dangerous, because we were given technology that could destroy us all in an instant. But we need to progress as well spiritually. And I think we're catching up now. Jason, I'd love your comment on that.
With the grids, what they've done, what I've uncovered is that they're layer upon layer of grids that needs to be taken apart. So you're not going to see anything until the final grid is taken down.
Okay. And these grids, are they there to control us, control our minds and our hearts?
Yeah, to keep the vibration lower.
I see.
So okay. But it's only going to delay, right? It's not going to stop anything.
Right. Okay.
But humanity needs to start reprogramming themselves, mm-hmm. and then go over old beliefs.
Well, what I thought was fascinating is that they said, Adama said to turn off the television for a week. That was great. I wanted to tell you, I did a show on Miami yesterday, and we were talking about the ascension, and suddenly the whole station was cut off, as if somebody didn't want me to talk about the ascension. But but I know that there are negative elements out there. I still ran the program, but I always enjoy BBS. We have our issues sometimes here too, but wonderful producers, Don and Doug, are wonderful people, and they always provide a lot of good support. But you talk about these grids. Have they been in place for a long time?
Yes. Very long. Okay.
All right. Okay. Interesting. All right. I know timelines are hard to say, but how soon do you think that these grids will be taken out?
Well, I got what they're being worked on.
Okay.
But the other thing I was uncovered too was the deep state on the surface is nothing without their off-world help. So the off-world beings are being dealt with, I understand.
Okay, great.
And once they're cleared, the deep state on the surface has nowhere to go.
All right, interesting. Is that why they're getting so desperate?
Yes. Well, they know that they won't win.
I see. Okay.
But the program is so deep that they're just going to continue until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to be dealt with.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm pretty tired of dealing with them myself, you know, but I know we'll win. We've got about 10, 12 minutes left and or so. And James, I want to go back. I want to go ahead, Jason, if you want to wrap up your wonderful interview, we'll go ahead and have 5 minutes and I'll give 5 minutes to James so we can split up the time.
Okay, I just want everyone to remain positive. Whatever one's seen on the outside, remain positive. Be the observer. I keep being told that. Become the observer.
Okay.
Do not get wrapped up in what's going on. And whatever is being unearthed is just the truth from the old plan. It's not going to be loud. There's a new plan and it's coming forth.
Okay.
We'll just hang in there.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, I know there's good things ahead of us. And for a lot of people who have negative things that they didn't work out earlier in life, that often that's coming to the surface now. And so if you have good friends or family that have some issues, try to help them work out their own personal issues, because I don't think they can extend without working out those issues. Is that right, Jason?
Yes, all issues have to be worked on. That's what I've been doing. It's not always easy.
Right.
There is many aspects of myself that was scared of the higher vibrations. I had to work through that to deprogram myself.
Okay. Sure. Right. Well, we all have issues. If we were perfect, we'd be flying around like angels on this planet. So you're imperfect. James is imperfect. I'm imperfect. We all have our imperfections. So we just have to accept that, you know. But anyway, as long as we've got a good heart and we listen to our heart, we'll always do the right thing. Jason, I want you to hold on there. I'm going to bring James in now. James, hi, my friend. I'd love your thoughts on this.
Yeah, okay. Oh, you talk about grid, right? The ley line. Chinese have a thing called feng shui. They use right. The mountain and water's energy to collect the power. So whoever got the energy, that descendant will going to become real wealthy and powerful. And been practiced everywhere from Donald Trump, Paul Abdul. So it's not totally evil. It's some sort of earth science. That's its earth science. It's only the cabal using it to get power through the grid. And I'm not saying dismantling it, but rather you just grab on the power.
Are you there, James? I hope you're there. Well, we may have lost James. Jason, why don't you come on and keep talking, and then hopefully James will come back.
Okay. Another part that was really being shown is that I need to let go of attachments, and that's like really hard sometimes.
Right.
It's not the easiest thing to do.
Right.
Especially with family and people that we interacted with, you know.
Sure.
And to ask for the help, because the help is there.
Sure.
But right. You know, we need to ask for it, and there's always going to be tools that will come into one's awareness.
Right.
We just need to be able to act on it.
Right.
And use them. Because there's so many layers on us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to share a little technique I use to contact my Pleiadian friends. You simply put your hand over your heart. If you're right-handed, you put your right hand over your heart. Left hand, put your left hand over your heart. And when you talk to the Pleiadians, bow your head slightly and send them lots of love and light. They love that very much. And then with the Talosians and the Dhamma, they like both hands over your heart. So you can do the same thing and contact them. And they're here to help. The Pleiadians, for example, have, as I said, 2.5 million ships around the planet. You can see them if you know what you're looking for at night. And often what I like to do is to communicate with them, connect with them telepathically and ask them, play a little game. I ask them to move their ship left or right or up and down. They do it for me. I hate to bother them if they're on a busy or on a mission, but most of the time they can they come in. We have a good time doing that. So just know, everyone, that we have a beautiful, bright future ahead of us. As the vibrations keep going higher and higher, that we will get more and more messages. And good, there's my friend James coming back again. James, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, but can you hear me well?
Okay, I'm missing you a little bit there. We've got a couple of minutes left, James, but I'd love to get your concluding comments.
I don't have much comments at all.
Okay, I can see you, my friend, so anyway.
Yeah. It seems like the spiritual people is waiting for it.
Okay, you're cutting out, my friend.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
I'm still cutting out.
A little bit, yeah. You know what we'll have to do, James? I'll have to have you on another show.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I'll have to have you on another show with a better connection, I think.
Four, nine, six. Let me try this one.
Okay, all right. Well, James, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You had good connection, a good part of the interview, but I'll just have you on again. I know you have a lot of interesting things to say, and I always enjoy having you on. And Jason, I want to thank you too for coming on. We got a couple of minutes left. Go ahead and wrap up your wonderful interview.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Ted. I send love and gratitude to all beings, wherever they are.
Great. Well, we're entering I've waited a long time. I've waited 52,000 for this years for this moment in human history. And we should all work, treat each other with love and kindness as much as possible, and know that we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. And I want everyone to know that. James, are you there? Can you hear me? I want to give you the last word if you can hear us. If not,
I can hear you good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. James, go ahead.
The one, as you went to the white room I have on the screen, you went up there. The white room was one I put place on pedestal. I think okay. I live up there like thousands of years ago before I came to Earth. And I just revisited. This obviously some sort of time wound. When I wave it, everybody around the galaxy can feel it. So I think I'm going to start waving it pretty soon. I'm going to grab the wand.
Okay. All right, James. Well, again, thank you so much for coming on. And Jason, I hope you and your family and James, all of you listening today, have a beautiful and happy holiday season. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be grateful for. And we're getting a lot of help from Adama, from the Pleiadians, and from many beloved entities out there outside of this planet, helping us on our spiritual path. And at the end of the day, when this is all done in a couple of years, we will have a new fifth dimensional planet based upon peace, love, and harmony, of service to others, and it will truly be a wonderful time here on this planet. So James and Jason, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, okay. Ted.
All right, my friends. Take care. Take care so much. As I said, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. My next interview is with Robin Openshaw. She's a wonderful lady. She has a health line called Green Smoothie Girl Products. And she's very politically active. She has a lot to say about the virus and what's going on. And this was recorded earlier in the week, and I hope you'll enjoy it. So we can go ahead and run this now if you like.